The Haines Community Marching Band was at the ready to play O Canada, welcoming the first car pulling into the visitor center in downtown Haines. There was just one car before noon. Bruce Funk of White Horse had a police escort from the border crossing about 40 miles north of Haines. Funk had tears in his eyes as he shook hands with Haines Mayor Douglas Olrude.
Welcome back to Haines. We've missed everybody in the Yukon, and being able to have you guys back here means a lot.
Funk is a familiar face in town. He's been visiting Haines for over 45 years.
Been a long time. just happy to be back.
He said he plans to check on property he owns, do some sport fishing, and visit friends in town.
Nothing better to do than spend a couple weeks down here.
Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock had gift bags on hand for the first 7 Canadian visitors. They included a gift certificate for breakfast at the Bamboo Room, coffee, salmon, and other various items from local businesses, which have been off limits since both countries instituted travel restrictions as a precaution against spreading COVID-19.
You know, it would have been nice if there was a line of cars at the border at the opening and they all came. But, you know, this is great. Great to see, you know, somebody that's been coming here for a while come back on the day of the opening. So we're excited for that.
Ock said, regardless, Haines is ready to welcome back Canadians after a 19-month break.
We've waited patiently. I'm glad that it happened, and we're glad to welcome our friends and family from Canada back to Haines.
Mayor Olrude echoed the excitement and said it feels like a step toward normalcy.
There's been so many baby steps since the pandemic first hit, and you know, each one where you kind of get that a little bit closer to normal, a little bit closer to normal. I think having that where now we can go there, they can come here. Yes, it's a little harder than it normally is, but we're one step closer to that normal. And so, yeah, having our Canadian neighbors being able to come back to Haines, I think, is a big step.
Canadian visitors are required to show proof of vaccination and a negative COVID test for re-entry. The reception wrapped up with coffee and snacks, and Bruce Funk even got an invitation for dinner while he's in town. The Haines Community Marching Band packed up, but was ready for the next fanfare. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.